the number, 10,000 and $66. This is net tuition. I'll tell you how it's calculated here in a second. But you put Penn State up here, which is definitely known as the leader as far as tuition, at $16,912. And of course, Michigan's at $15,893. The way this thing gets calculated is they take, right off our financial statements, they take off the tuition and fees net. So it's tuition, net scholarships, and that type of thing. And then they take off all of our waivers. Well, so that's about $225 million in waivers that they take off right off our, this is basically for our RAs, our TAs, our TAs, the payments for them. And basically, and then they divide it by our total FTE students. So that's how they calculate this. And again, I would say this is all done on a consistent basis, so it really is an apples to apples comparison for this purpose. So I think it's an interesting finding. I think that for large public medians, now this is the 33 major universities, the median's $9,611, and for the Big Ten, it was $11,153. So I think this is a very interesting metric that that Moody's uses, to, you know, particularly to measure our market position.
Was Northwestern in the top?
No, because this is just public. Okay. The last two slides, I think, it was really just measures of student demand. Student demand for the university in comparison to our peers. Primary selectivity, this is the number of acceptances that we put out versus the number of applications we receive on an annual basis. We're at 67%. The large public median would be 67%, so we're right on the large public median. The Big Ten median is 70%. Yes, it is. So you can see that, you know, the 80%, the outlier is Iowa at 80% as far as their statistic, and the Minnesota's at 52% and Michigan's at 41%.
But, you know, the source of this is Moody's. This is what Moody's is looking at, which means it's really important to us.
Yeah. And again, I think it's, you know, I think it's an apple, it is an apples to apples comparison. This is what they use. They take it all from the same data from the financial statements of all these universities that, you know, and they use the same formulas, that pick off the same line items to make these calculations. So this all rolls up into this, into that rating process. And the last item would be matriculation. These are the students that accept based on our applications. Again, we're at 35% as far as the acceptances. The large public median is at 40% is the median there. The Big Ten median is right at 35% also. So we're right on the Big Ten median as far as the primary matriculation. So I wanted to just finish with that being the what went into the process. I think the culmination of this is really, as you know, and I reported to you in March, that the state had been downgraded in January to this this A2 level by Moody's, and we were put on notice, we were put on a warning. In the beginning of April, we were notified that we were going to maintain our AA2 rating and with a stable outlook. So I think that it ends up, you know, we basically end up, you know, pretty good, because I'm relieved to report that that final.
Thank you. Are there any other questions for Walt? Thank you very much. I'm going to ask Ed McMillan to take over as chair of the meeting. And thank you.
I feel like the former Cub, Bruce Sutter, coming in to close out. Who became a Cardinal, though, I'd have to say that. We have chairman's comments, and he's commented he's leaving, so we won't have that. The next one would be Sid Meesick, report on activities of the foundation. Sid.